Hello everyone, welcome to week two of our online academic vocabulary development course. I hope you're posting, reading and responding to your messages on Blackboard. I've enjoyed reading your introductions and I've posted a few answers myself, so please go in there, take a look what everyone's written and do continue this conversation now and throughout the course. Don't forget to respond to the video about vocabulary development techniques from last week. And also please remember there's a short survey to complete. Here's the link on the front page of Blackboard. Make sure you go in there and complete that information for my files. That really would help me. One thing I mentioned in one of the postings on Blackboard that I wanted to talk about was the use of flashcards. In case you haven't seen them, flashcard is when you take just a small piece of paper like this and you write a word and maybe the part of speech on one side, and on the other side you write the meaning, definition, example sentences, and then you have a pile of cards that you can test yourself with. And that's a great way for learning vocabulary in English or any foreign language. I also know some of you have had trouble with Blackboard. I apologize for this. Blackboard is what's called a secure site. And sometimes if you move from a secure site to a non-secured site, such as the videos, Windows doesn't like it. I assure you, everything I post on the website here on Blackboard is a safe site. You should accept all the security warnings, and then you can continue to use the websites and follow the course. Okay, so this week we're going to start an ongoing project for this course, which will be to build a class vocabulary list. I hope you're going to learn a lot of new words over the next few weeks, and it's important to keep a record of them, as many of you have been saying in your Blackboard postings. We're going to use a shared Google website, a Google spreadsheet to record the new words. This means you'll be able to see all your classmates' vocabulary and really rapidly increase the number of words you're learning. You'll be able to download the spreadsheet to your own computer and then sort it by your name so that you can just see the words you added, or by field to see all the biology words or all the computer science words, or any other way you like. I think this is going to be a very useful tool. Each week, starting this week, I'm going to ask you to add 5 new useful words to the list. The words don't have to be completely new words to you. Maybe you'll choose to add some words that you recognize but you never use. And don't worry if more than one person adds the same word. That's actually really helpful because that way you'll have several examples of the same word and maybe you'll see different uses of the same word in different fields. Remember that we know from our research that repetition is an important tool in vocabulary learning. Our friends in psycholinguistics tell us you have to see a word or encounter a word between 7 and 10 times to really learn it. So repetition is a good thing. So I'm going to take you through the simple system I've got here for using the vocabulary list. So from Blackboard, you click on the vocabulary list link in the left menu bar, and this will open the Google spreadsheet in a new window. You do not need to have a Google account to use this. Again, if Windows doesn't like moving to the Google site, it throws up a warning. Just say it's okay, continue, and get into the website that way. If you have a problem, let me know and I'll email you the link. Okay, so this is how we're going to use it. You can see I've added an example. One of you has already added one. That's great. Let me just show you what I'd like you to put in here so that we are consistent. So first of all, you enter the word. I'm going to enter vocabulary. Then the part of speech. That means noun, verb, adjective, adverb, or phrase. Leave it blank if you're not sure. I can always fix that for you. Well, vocabulary is a noun. And then it wants a meaning. Well, you can just explain the meaning by yourself, or you can use a dictionary. I'm going to copy from this dictionary. This is the Collins Cobild Advanced Dictionary of American English. A very good dictionary that I recommend. And I can show you. There's the page. And vocabulary means, okay, the total, see if I can read and type at the same time, number of words you know in a particular language. Okay, and then it asks for an example. Well, you can use a an example from a dictionary, or even better, from a place where you found the word. Okay, so I'm going to add an example from a book, an English language textbook. I'll type it in, it's kind of interesting, but it says, besides the key vocabulary, each chapter presents 20 to 25 additional, vocabulary items. It's useful to use real sentences like this because you'll notice this tells you a lot of useful information. It tells you the collocation, key vocabulary, and also vocabulary items, which is a countable form. So for field, I'm going to call it linguistics. And usage notes, I'm going to make a note that vocabulary is non-count. In other words, you can't say vocabularies, but you can say vocabulary items, as I saw from my example. And then don't forget to enter your name. The name is really important because then you can find examples that you added. Okay? All right. Google should save this automatically, but if a save button appears here, click it to make sure you don't lose it, and then you can just close that window. All right. If you have any troubles with that, post a note on discussion board, email me, or join the virtual office hour on Tuesday between 12 and 1:30 p.m. We tested it out this week. It works. Come and ask your questions and discuss vocabulary then. Let me just quickly run through the rest of the activities for this week, which are here. Okay, so you've watched the video. Good. During this week, please add at least 5 new vocabulary items to the vocabulary list, okay, that's here in the menu bar. These could be words you've read in a textbook or article, you've heard in a lecture or lab meeting, or words from the academic word list, which we'll get to in a minute. Please choose words that are useful for your academic life, not words from everyday conversation, news, magazines, TV, informal conversations, things like that. Give as much detail as we can, and we will continue this every week of the course to rapidly expand your vocabulary. There's a second video to watch. It's an introduction to academic vocabulary, in particular the academic word list. Please watch that video and then explore the academic word list. There's a link right here on the front page or under external links over here. You could add some new words from the academic word list to the vocabulary list. That would be a really useful thing to do. Then I'd like you to choose an online article from your discipline, your field of study. Copy the text into the vocabulary profile software that I explained on the video, and then write about your findings on discussion board under the forum vocabulary profile. There are more instructions there, but basically I'd just like you to summarize what you found and whether it was useful. Next week, we'll move on to talk about how to use a learner's dictionary to improve your vocabulary and also how to look for the keywords for your discipline. This week, I am, from Wednesday to Friday of this week, I'm going to be in Boston for the annual TESOL convention. That's Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages, which is the largest professional conference in my field. You can find a link to my personal blog under external links, and I'll be blogging from Boston about what I learn in case you're curious what happens when 7,000 ESL teachers are in the same city. It's fun. And I will be back with another video next week, and I'll be checking the discussion board all week. Keep in touch there. Have a great week and learn lots of new words. See you soon. Bye-bye.